Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Welcome dear viewers of Madani channel to another episode within our series titled Islamic Manners. Alhamdulillah, in this program we learn in relation to the various mannerisms of Islam so that we may bring these teachings into our practice and also live as a true Muslim society, rectifying our affairs. Those times where we are in difficulty, many a times it is due to the lack of implementing the Islamic teachings. And inshallah, when we bring the Islamic teachings within our life, we will see a reformed society. Our homes will become rectified as well. So inshallah, without further delay, we will begin our topic today, which is the excellence of removing someone's worry. There are many narrations in this regard that we can delve into. The first narration reported by Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, in which the beloved Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, undoubtedly, helping worried people is liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my dear viewers, let's take a step back. When we as believers live in this life, all of our actions should be to attain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should be living our life in that way which is pleasing to our Creator. Because in reality, we have come into this life only by the blessings of our Creator, by the bestowal of our Creator. Now we are here, our life should also be following in the teachings of that one beautiful Creator of ours. So my dear viewers, what do we hear from this narration? What do we learn is that when we help people who are going through any type of worry, any type of problem, and we remove their worries, my dear viewers, this is beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you want to become from amongst those people who are beloved to Allah Almighty, then also we need to take this step forward to remove people's worries. And how can we do this? Alhamdulillah, there are many avenues, many ways we can help them morally by giving them some good words, motivation, encouragement, helping them, giving them tasalli, helping them, giving them a encouragement and by reminding them that no matter what happens, I'm with you, I'm here to help you. So my dear viewers, like this, if you can help them financially, if they're having any financial difficulty or financial worry, also help them in this manner as well. Let us go to another beautiful narration in which Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu has reported that the Blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, the one who helps a grieved person, Allah Almighty writes 73 virtues, i.e. good deeds for him. Through one good deed, Allah Almighty makes his world and the hereafter better. The rest of the virtues bring high ranks to him. Subhanallah. But if you just ponder over this very powerful narration, that when you help someone who is going through a difficult time, they are grieved, they are worried, they are upset. When you help them, Allah writes 73 good deeds for you. One of those good deeds rectify and better the state of your dunya and akhirah, your worldly life and the afterlife. Just one of those good deeds from the 73. The remaining 72 are used to elevate your rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear viewers, how easy is it? We know many people within our lives who are going through a difficult time, who are worried, who are going through grief. My dear viewers, help them, support them, go out of your way to help them, because this is the true message of Islam. Today, because we have left this teaching, we have become very selfish, and because of this, society and the life of Muslims has become difficult. People are going through times of hardship, times of grief and worry. And unfortunately today, because of this mindset, many Muslims are living a difficult life. But if we can ease their state, if we can remove their grief, my dear viewers, try your best to do so. Because there are many glad tidings in the prophetic narration for the one who does so. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu has narrated that once we were traveling with the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, subhanallah, when a person riding on a very weak animal came and started turning his animal left and right, the beloved and blessed Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the one who has an extra animal for riding should give it to the one who has no animal for riding. And the one who has leftover food should give it to the one who has no food. Similarly, different kinds of things were mentioned in the narration. At last, we thought that no one had the right to keep the leftover. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, this narration is extremely powerful, where we learn that if we have extra items or possessions, and you know that a person does not have any at all, then Islam teaches us to give your extra to that person, to help him out, because that could be a means of benefit for that person. That could be a means of removing his grief and worry and difficulty. This is the true message of Islam that we see reflected in the teachings of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But we need to bring them into practice inshallah. And how difficult is it? If you look at it from a practical standpoint, it's very easy. You have something extra than what you need, and a person has absolutely nothing. So for you to give it to them, truly it shouldn't be difficult. But what do we find? We find that unfortunately in today's society, there's a lot of difficulty in giving people. We find it very hard to give those things that we possess, those things which are extra and additional to our possessions. My dear viewers, may Allah Almighty grant us a generous heart, because it's truly from a generous heart where generous actions come. It is not necessary that you have loads of wealth, but rather if you have a generous heart, even if you give a little, that will be considered a lot in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depending on the intention, the sincerity of your intention. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu anhu has reported, I asked the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which deed will lead a servant to freedom from the fire of hell? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have faith in Allah Almighty. True belief in Allah will save you from the fire of hell. I asked, is there any specific action that I can carry out in addition to having faith? So alongside being a believer now, are there any actions that I can specifically do that will also help me in this regard? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, keep giving something in charity from the sustenance given by Allah Almighty. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this is the beautiful concept of Islam. Islam promotes charity and giving to those people who are truly in need, those who are truly in a difficult situation, to find them and to help them. This is the beautiful message of Islam. And this is a beloved action that could be a means of your freedom from the fire of hell as well. The companion beautifully said that if a person is poor and finds nothing to give in charity, then what can he do? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam then said, he should call others towards righteousness and prevent them from misdeeds. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, look at this. How beautiful and how extensive is our understanding within Islam. Helping people doesn't just stop at monetary state. That if you're able to monetarily benefit them, help them with your financial aid, this is not it only. If you can, then definitely do so. But on top of this, Islam tells us that if you can't help them financially, you yourself are going through a financial difficulty. Islam tells us that you can help people by giving them a good word, guiding them towards acts of righteousness and preventing them from misdeeds, guiding them in that regard. Don't commit this sin. This sin displeases Allah Almighty. There's more harm than benefit that you will truly find. You will feel guilty at the end of it all. You will not find true peace and tranquility that you're looking for when you commit sins. But when you come on the path of righteousness, when you begin to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will be a means of you truly attaining peace. When you believe in Allah, you will feel a huge burden lift from your shoulders. You will find a coolness and a breeze enter your heart. You will feel light about yourself. This is the beauty of Islam, my dear viewers. When you embrace faith, when you give charity, when you do good deeds, this is further increasing your peace and calmness that you find in your heart and mind. Because Allah Almighty descends His sakina, His mercy, and His tranquility and calmness onto the believers who do good deeds. Those who do actions solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But then the companion didn't stop, my dear viewers. He asked that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if that person is unable to speak with eloquence for calling others to righteousness and forbidding them from misdeeds, then what should he do? Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then said, you should do some good to an ignorant person. If somebody doesn't know, then doing good to him, helping him, maybe educating him. This is also, my dear viewers, a way of guiding people and a way of continuing your own reward. Look how beautiful Islam is. But then the companion said, I asked, if he himself is an ignorant person and cannot do any good to others, then the Prophet ﷺ replied, he should help one who is going through any difficulty. Help the one who is grief-stricken. The beloved Prophet ﷺ then said, do you not want your brother to have some virtue that removes pain from people? Subhanallah. I said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will the person doing so enter paradise? The revered and renowned Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if anyone, whether a believer or a Muslim, adopts any of these characteristics, I will hold his arm and take him to paradise. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, really reflect over this narration, that how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is guiding the Muslims, those who follow in his teachings, those who are from his nation and ummah, how you are to conduct the affairs of your life. If you are first a believer, you believe in the message, thereafter you should try your best to give something in charity. After helping people who are in a financial crisis, be of those people. If you cannot help them, if you are poor, if you are unable to help them, maybe if you don't have the means currently, then at least guide people with kind words, with words of encouragement towards the obedience of Allah, and also words of encouragement to abstain from the disobedience of Allah. And if you cannot do this eloquently, then also guide someone who has no knowledge. And if you cannot even do this, if you are ignorant yourself, then also help someone who is grief-stricken, those who are going through a difficult time. Help and support them. This, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, will be a means of goodness and khair for you. Not only this. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say in the final words? That if any believer adopts any one of these characteristics that were mentioned, I will hold him by his hand and take him into paradise. Subhanallah. My dear viewers, this is where we learn the vast understanding of Islam, the beauty of Islam, that rectifying people's affairs, helping them in their times of difficulty, being a means of benefit for people, removing their grief and worry, is the true essence of being a believer. Today, we find many of us that who are learned, who have studied, whether it be in the academia of this world, maybe professionals, or people who are learned from a religious perspective. The question that we have to ask ourselves daily is, how are our affairs with people? How do we deal with people? How is our character when we are dealing with our patients or with people in society, people that we meet in our workplace? As a believer and as somebody in the workplace, how do we conduct our affairs? Do we bring ease to people or do we cause them more hardships? Do we make our situation or their situation better? Do we improve their standard of living by helping them? Or do we unfortunately do the opposite, where we are causing more burden, more difficulty, making it harder for them to live their life? My dear viewers, as Muslims, we need to rectify our affairs. Because today, we are upon this earth, we have the opportunity to rectify our affairs. When we leave this world, my dear viewers, we will no longer have the ability to do so. So as a final message to today's program, I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the ability to remember these points of wisdom today under the topic of removing the worry of a fellow person, a fellow believer. May Allah Almighty make us true ambassadors of the religion through our character, through our mannerisms, just our conduct in society, so that we can rectify ourselves and help to rectify people, bring people closer towards the Islam, show them the beauty of Islam through our character. I pray Allah Almighty blesses each and every one of you and enables us to remember and act upon what has been said. Until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. You will learn many beautiful points of Islam like this. Until our next program, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Islamic manners. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Smile with mercy, speak with grace. Islamic manners light each place. Islamic manners.